Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Juz 21, and today's verse is from Surah Luqman, ayah 18. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Do not walk on the earth proudly. Allah wants us to be the absolute best versions of ourselves. To guide us to this, we saw in previous juz how He has given us advice on what to eat, how to talk, and here, how to walk. If I asked you to act out walking proudly, how would you move? Does it have a bit of a strut or a swagger? It's interesting, isn't it, that we can picture what Allah means when He tells us not to walk proudly. We can see in our mind what that looks like. But why is the way we walk so important that Allah actually mentions it in the Quran? Well, our body language and the way we walk gives clues about our personality. And there's one type of personality that Allah especially dislikes in us. You guessed it, arrogance. In the rest of this verse, He says, Allah does not love the mukhtal and fakhur. Mukhtal is someone who imagines in their mind that they're so great, and fakhur means extremely full of pride. Allah is telling us not to walk around showing off to other people, thinking that we're better than them. I remember hearing an analogy once that stayed with me. It goes, in the universe, there's a solar system, and in that solar system, there's a planet. On that planet, there's a continent, and on that continent, there's a country, and in that country, there's a city. In that city, there's a town, and in that town, there's a road. On that road is a house, and in that house is a room, where sits a man who thinks that he's the king of the world. You and I are just one of billions. And how can we be arrogant when everything we have is because of Allah? As we saw in Juz 5, all good is because of Him, and in Juz 14, how we can't even begin to count His favours on us. To me, this verse is a reminder to check the way I behave and what it says about my attitude. Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this passage. Arth, meaning earth. We came across this in Juz 11 too. And maraha, meaning proudly or arrogantly. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got our planet for Arav and someone feeling very pleased with themselves for maraha. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our key words to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse, what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step that we can make to apply this verse. Maybe this is a good chance for me to check the way I behave and whether it's because of arrogance in my heart. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your keywords and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we could use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below and inshallah we can all learn together.